I'm locked out of my old kingdom. You're not. You see what I'm saying?
You're saying I could be a lawyer.
I'm saying you're a football player. It's in your blood.
That's racist.
Your soul.
That's racist.
Your eyes.
That's gay.
That's homophobic.
That's black.
That's racist.
Damn.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homie Broadcast.
Yeah.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast 114, I guess this is. Good day to you. I'm your host, Will Kuntz, as always. HMBRadio.com, RadioSt.Pete.com, Facebook.com/HMBRadio. We got a new name since we're switching to the network. We're going to have more programs coming out. Check out James Bailey's My Mom's Favorite Podcast, exclusively on HMBRadio.com. We got some other stuff coming fairly soon, but for the time being, that's the only other show we have lined up. Thanks for coming out to Sly Bar last Tuesday for the stand-up comedy open mic. Very weird crowd there. I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit. Still fun. Always a good time. What else do I got to tell you? This is what happens when I don't prepare, and I never prepare. So this always happens, pretty much. The other news that I have is we're going to be broadcasting live from the Don't Stop St. Pete Festival on November 28th, and there's going to be a comedy showcase there with Amanda Jordan, Rio Paris, John Jacobs, and Camerton Bertrand. They're all going to be here, and Cam and John are actually in studio right now, but before we get to them, let me just do the reads real quick. This podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar. Check out why I love the burg. His name's Sly Bar, one of the top 15 businesses to watch in 2015. Good folks down there, Joe and Lauren, grab a beer, tell them I sent you, and then they'll ask who, and then you just get your beer and leave and drink it. And, of course, Angelo's, stpizza.com, the best pizza in the world, in my humble opinion. Even though I've eaten one slice drunkenly, it was delicious. So I feel like I'm okay to say that it is, in fact, the best pizza in the world. They provide the pizza at the open mics, 536 First Avenue North. Grab yourself a slice, would you? So we got John Jake. Oh, next open mic is 11/24, the day before my birthday, so I'm going to be drunker than usual down there, so come out, hang out with us. It's bound to be a good time. Check out HMB Radio for more info. All right, we got John Jacobs, hey, Camerton Bertrand.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? Don't sound too excited in your eyes.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know. These guys.
Jesus. Are you trying to put children to sleep on the way to school?
Going on, dude.
Oh, there we go. Oh, I had to fix your mic.
So nobody heard anything I said.
Oh, no, your mic was completely
okay. Well,
off
I was making fun of you for having terrible announcements.
Thank you.
We just didn't want you having any say in this podcast at all. He's like, let me turn John down before we get started.
This is the power I have. I can just. You're here? You're gone.
You're not even here anymore.
Nothing right
you're
now.
Not even
this
here.
This is the worst.
Now you're back.
I feel like I'm on the challenge.
Again,
just get cut
the
at
memories.
Any
so John Jacobs and Cam Bertrand have both been guests on the show previously.
Yes.
John, like 8 months ago or so?
Oh, quite a time. It was at least a year ago, too. I think.
Was it? Oh, yeah, because it was in my old apartment.
Yeah.
So that must have been towards the end there. Did you come to this
I did it here, but it was like when you just got here.
Okay, so that was in February.
Yeah.
Abouts.
It's been a long great time. Place. Great new spot.
It's a little nicer than the other place.
Yeah, same giant tie-dye shirt on the wall.
Yes.
Gypsies.
Yeah.
Gypsies live here.
Mushroom Mountain made that
you
for me.
You selling beads and crystals, too.
and dreams.
Yeah.
I heard they sell dreams.
Can you catch my dreams, sir? Yes. Homemade dream catcher.
Homemade
There's your
dream.
Merch. And it's funny because your dreams are just the worst. So
I just love the idea of gypsies selling dreams. What would you like your dream to be?
I'll sell
you a dream.
I would love that more than anything.
I'm already getting clowned out already. This is going to be a rough broadcast.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
For you. This is
I know.
Skinny white men.
You guys are going to have a great time.
I think so. We're already having a great time.
We're in there.
So, John, you left to Los Angeles, California
for a little while.
And now you're back.
I'm back.
Well, so what happened?
You know, career just demanded I come back to Tampa.
Yeah.
So
Tampa was begging.
You know, I mean,
we petitioned.
You can only...
I don't know if you all knew. We petitioned to get John back. We needed him.
Here's the misconception, actually. People think the comedy scene in L.A. is really good. But actually, Tampa, it's number one. We overtook it statistically. We gross more money.
Right.
And we just have better talent in general.
I'd agree with you. So, well, see, I think most comedians that go out to L.A. are trying to be actors, though. They're not really trying to be comics.
I wasn't really into the whole, you know, male homosexuality thing. So
really? That's why you left?
I know.
Really?
You'd think that would be the draw.
Do you have a story to tell us?
Many stories, but, you know.
Is it true? Because I've heard stories about Hollywood where they have young boys and a lot of cocaine on boats.
Hey, yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, an actor who was on Dancing with the Stars tried to molest me in his mansion. So
is that true?
Yeah. And we did drugs together, just like you said.
Did you engage in any sort of activity?
He did, and he tried to get me to. And I was like, no thanks.
Did he, like, masturbate in front of you or something?
Yeah, that's the least of what he was doing.
Can you get into it without getting too into it? Meaning any naughty words?
He was putting a thing into his number two area.
And you were watching?
Well, you know, I wanted to be polite. I wanted to see if he'd read my script.
Could have just been like, hey, I'm going to go downstairs and watch Transformers.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did.
You guys have a pool here?
Yeah, where do you think we started?
We got some swimming trunks.
What are your neighbors' names? I'm going to go meet people.
Yeah, so LA's really cool.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. So you're back now, but you're doing... we're happy to have you back.
Thank you.
Are we?
To be,
are we?
I am.
Who are
I am.
You guys? What? Are you Johnny B? Right. I'm Cam Bertrand, the... everybody doesn't know you. You're great.
You know, listen, I like to be under the radar.
As famous as many times as you've talked about how bad you want to be famous, you'd be famous.
Ooh.
Would you rather be famous or rich?
Famous.
Famous. Why?
Because you can make money off fame.
That's true.
Okay.
It's a good
I'd rather be rich.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you do with your money?
Become famous.
See,
no, I just lay low and just live a dope life, dude. Fame's not a thing you really want that bad.
Yeah, you just what would be the first thing you bought if you won the lottery?
Lambo.
Lamborghini? Why? What are you gonna do with it?
What am I gonna do with it?
What, are you gonna drive it around town?
Yeah.
In first gear the whole time?
No. I'm gonna speed.
In Tampa?
Top down.
You're going to hit 39 cars?
Money out the roof on Bayshore.
So you get to second gear. Maybe.
So you're going to go from rich to poor in a day.
Drive through my old campus, show everybody I made it. And, then come do your podcast.
Nice.
Yeah. That's kind of what I did.
Take me for a ride.
Money didn't change you, John Jacobs.
Yeah, money didn't change me. It enhanced me.
Hold on, guys. I got to close these blinds. You guys can go ahead and talk for a second.
Oh, this is professional. How about this?
Hey, we're going to do a thing, but I'm going to leave while we're doing the thing.
This is
you
on
guys,
the radio?
You guys do the thing that I do.
What radio station lets you do this?
That lets the host just walk away.
Is this
away?
Like a make-a-wish thing? Is that what's going on?
They let you
I forgot to tell you guys I have about 6 months to live.
Oh, that's funny.
I have AIDS.
That's plenty of time.
Hey, now you got a gimmick.
I didn't have the weight loss
who
that
gave
came
you
along
AIDS?
With AIDS, unfortunately.
Who gave you?
Some guy in L.A. We were swimming in his pool.
Nice.
The next thing I knew,
he put a thing
wild.
In his thing.
In his thing, in his number
hey,
two.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Isn't that cute? That's called a callback, kids.
What about you, Cam? First thing you would buy if you hit the lottery?
Mama house.
Mama house?
Yeah.
What cute. Kind of house? Two bedrooms,
no,
three bedrooms?
Like a baller house. Like, I'm like Cribs. Like, my mom would have an episode on MTV Cribs.
Let her live
How much
with
are you,
you
spending on this? How much money
Everything.
Do you have?
I would buy the most excessive house. Like, Mike Tyson's old house. Like, do you
with
understand?
A bowling alley and
yeah,
with its own the, dry cleaners.
With the pool in the living Jeez. Room. Like, I would give her excessive
Dude,
things.
Say this to the America's Got Talent people.
Is that what gets me on? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, dude,
I need this money, man.
We've been poor enough to where she wouldn't know what to do with that big of a house.
Yeah, my church group needs new tires, so please.
I want to give homeless kids food. Or something. I don't know.
I have every disease, and it's spreading like crazy to my whole body.
I can't see out of either of my eyes.
I literally won't live past this episode. I'm going to die.
If I sneeze, I'll die.
The ratings are out the roof. Wow.
Where did you live when you were out in L.A., John?
Hollywood.
You lived in Hollywood. Did you have an apartment?
Yeah, I shared an apartment with two of my Are You the One castmates.
Oh, how was that?
We were the ones.
Yeah?
We were the ones.
We are the ones.
Well, were they trying to do something similar, like break into the
biz? Yeah, pretty
much.
I mean, you know, we all just want to be relevant for no reason, so that's kind of the dream. Except, you know, I'm a comic, so I got some sort of marketable talent.
What were they? Are they still there?
Yeah, they're still there.
Pounding away, whatever they're doing? Literally,
away,
probably
man.
In some cases?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, they're living a good life. They're having fun. It's just, you know, I'm not into that super crowded, super weird, evil alternative scene where everybody's just trying to do something. In Florida, nobody's doing anything, and I love it. Like this,
even people that are doing stuff.
Yeah, even yeah, exactly. Like this. This is considered like something, and you can do it once every month. You know what I mean?
And everybody's like, yo, he's doing a thing!
Wow, he's doing a thing!
I can't believe
it. Look at him!
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's nice to be somewhere where people are just enjoying themselves as opposed to Hollywood where everybody every second is thinking, how can I advance my career? Whose thing do I got a thing to get somewhere? So I just didn't want to live that life.
I just feel like L.A.'s more of people stepping on other people.
It's disgusting.
And then Tampa's like, you know, neither of us are going to get up, so let's not step on each other.
It's a gross place. And they know it's gross, too. It's an inside joke. How gross and weird is L.A., right, guys? Ha, ha, ha. But then off stage, it's like a sick pact, like, no, but I love L.A. What? Why? Because the people who also love L.A. have the money and the power, so I have to love it, too, or else they won't trust me.
That you can get a burrito whenever you want out there.
Yeah, exactly. The stupid things they try to sell you on. Oh, whatever you want at any time. You can. Yeah, same as in Tampa. Walmart. You know what Walmart is? Like, I can just go in there and get the world. So I just
not a good burrito, though.
Yeah, no, yeah, maybe.
Not definitely not that.
What do you point to?
What do you point to, Cam?
Do those work?
I don't think so.
Oh, your fake beats hurting you?
No, they this like side like echoes and it's weird.
Oh, weird.
Does it?
Maybe that's just you.
I know. Yeah. I hate hearing you twice is what I'm getting at.
Ouch.
I wonder what that's about. I got to fix that.
You're the worst.
I'm gonna invest in when I get my Christmas bonus some new headphones for everybody.
You saw how he just dropped Christmas bonus on
Christmas.
Us? He's like, yeah, you poor people. I get Christmas
bonuses. What do you do?
I just I sit in my house all day and talk to myself.
Okay.
And then when people show up, I had to turn on the microphone.
Are you like a webcam model?
Yes.
Like that? That's right. Okay, cool.
Wait, quick question. Do guys webcam? Like, is that a...
Oh, yeah.
Because definitely.
I've seen Craigslist
for other guys.
Ads for it.
Really?
For other guys. Yeah.
I never knew. I didn't know.
Camera like this. This is a real Craigslist ad I saw. It said, we need men to pleasure themselves on camera, on webcam. $50 or $100 if you show your face in it.
Wow.
So you can get 50 without your face in it. Nobody's going to know.
Where's this at?
Craigslist?
No.
I'll do that.
I don't know if they did this when y'all were in school or not. But okay. They showed this thing about the dangers of the internet, right? And they're pretty much telling kids, like, be safe on the internet. Crazy people are out there.
Right.
But what they showed was this kid's interview. And he was like, this guy would pay me $50 to sit in front of the camera with my shirt off. And he was like saying, he was like, and I justified it by saying I would go to the pool shirtless. So why was this not okay?
Exactly.
And all I was thinking was like, where do I get this?
Yes.
Who is paying $50 for just a shirtless moment?
Yeah, I've heard that bit.
I never ran that.
I know. Dude, I got a similar idea. I love this story too. A friend in college, right? Mad rich, balling. I never knew what he did. My boy was like, yo, you know Tim's like a webcam model? I'm like, what? What do you mean? He goes, yeah, he like beats off on camera. I go, damn, dude, that's crazy. He goes, yeah, he makes $10 a minute.
Wow.
I'm going, whoa, so you get $600 an hour to do something I'm already doing.
For free every day.
Many hours.
$600 an hour. So you're saying you could go for a whole hour?
I mean, you know, just slow play it.
I get like $20 and then that would be it for me. And then so I have to come back maybe later in the day. And
I mean, you could kind of faux do it, make it look like you're kind of doing it, but you're just outlining.
But
I mean,
you don't even have to enjoy it at that point. At that point, you just have to
keep it up and
just be like,
if
you know,
it ain't about the money.
Think about other things. You know?
Yeah, just
it's
go
always
your,
about the money.
Yeah, think about bits in your head while you're wearing a Power Rangers mask and stroking yourself or whatever.
I would imagine if you did that, though, for any length of time, it would totally ruin it for you. And I enjoy the act too much, so I don't want
to
ruin it.
Like work.
It'd be work, yeah.
That's what I think about gynecologists, man.
Mm-hmm.
They got to see them and go, ugh, work.
How many gynecologists do you think go gay?
Go gay? So it's a choice. They just like, you know what? I've seen enough. I'm going to Switch.
They're pretty gross. I mean, I don't really like the vaginas. Yeah.
You can say vagina on air?
Yeah, it's a medical term. Yeah,
right, right. Good.
I find them revolting, frankly. Yeah.
Whoa. But,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
So
I love them.
Technically,
I think
too,
dope.
I can say, you know, cat's vagina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about that pussy's vagina.
Right.
I mean, that's a fair.
That's fair. Thing to you could say that. Yeah.
Yeah, but
pussy
I couldn't.
Cats.
Yeah, but
technicalities,
I couldn't
say, people. These
look
are
at
what
that would, woman's p word, or else
we're working on technicalities.
Yes, I'm a very.
Do you
technical.
See Will's face right now? He's so afraid that you're going to slip up.
I'm walking
up.
The line. And yeah. I'm fine. Okay.
Dude, you're going to slip up.
Nothing wrong, officer.
Will's going to get the meanest of emails after this.
Sorry, Will. You're going to go out with a bang.
It ruined my dream, my homemade dream that I had made
myself.
Hey, your
dream catcher with their selling.
That's what we call
dream.
The studio, bro.
callbacks.
I know, geez Louise. All right,
so
a pager for all these calls.
Let's talk about
more relevant than this.
This crowd at Sly Bar that
yeah,
was
please.
There the other night.
Was
probably
2 days ago? Yeah.
The weirdest ever crowd at Sly Bar.
Weirdest crowd I've ever dealt with in my life. Like, as far as comedy goes in general, as a bar show, it's like, what even happened? Like, I was trying every different kind of joke I even have, and everybody's just looking at me like, "What? Who are you? What are you doing?"
I was laughing my ass off.
I don't remember how many comics addressed suicide in their set. They were like, "You know what? This makes me want to die. Like, this is terrible." And they're just watching straight faced, playing Cards Against Humanity, and they're like, "Just shut up! Like, just stop this."
But they would laugh at the self deprecating stuff. They'd be like, "Aha! He knows.
Yes,
this is
he
bad
knows
for
this
him.
Is bad. Yeah." And you're running bits that you know work, and they're like,
work.
"Yeah, they're like, no,
oh yeah, make
we're
you question your
you
whole set. Life."
They're playing N64. They're like, "Shut up."
Yeah, so you're saying years of work is nothing.
Yeah, we're gonna take away the Cards Against Humanity next time for sure.
They're just gonna find a new thing. They're gonna play Jenga.
There's a Nintendo
64. They're gonna play
64.
Rock Paper Scissors. They're not gonna listen to us.
There's a TV with N64 on a table. Yeah. They're just gonna Super Smash.
They're gonna eat pizza and just focus on the pizza. They're not.
Yeah, that's a good. Did you guys rip that from Side Splitters?
What
pizza at the open mic?
Do they do that too?
Do they still do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Did you rip that?
It's I didn't rip it. I didn't know they did it. But I mean, it seems like they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah. The natural train of thought is open mic comedy. Three pizza.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
You get fed. Yeah. You know.
Pizza's a draw, man.
Because us trying to do our art for people for free isn't enough.
No.
Is there pizza there? Yeah, you can eat something.
We don't want to go listen to people talk about their feelings unless we get fed.
How many years you been doing it? Almost 10? Whatever, is there pizza?
Dude, people hate comedy. It's really true.
It's hilarious.
I did, Kyle Roos put on a JT Habersat down, and we booked the Amsterdam. And I opened up, and then he had a couple comics with him, and Kyle did a few minutes. And people were, like, complaining that paid to get in. First of all, they didn't want to pay the $5.
Oh, wow.
They were
steep.
Really – and I got suckered into working the door because Kyle was doing it. And he's like, "Hey, can you take over for me for a minute?" And Kyle's gone. Just leaves.
Oh, he does that.
Of course.
He does
that.
So
I'm like, so I got to be the money man now. And people are like, "Well, I just want to go in for one drink. That's it." I'm like, "I can't let you do that. We're about to start. You know, you could just stay."
Yeah.
And then I got called an a-hole by some drunk blonde
That's
lady.
Funny.
And that was because I wouldn't let her in for free. So I was an a-hole.
But speaking of people,
was she attractive?
Not really. Not attractive enough to be calling me an a-hole.
Yeah, there you go. Not justified.
Yeah.
Speaking of hating comedy, I kind of hate comedy. Too, because the more I think about it, inherently, comedy itself is a very obnoxious thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
To think that one person should get the attention of hundreds, if thousands, of people for hours at a time.
How's it any different though from like music?
Because at least music, there's
music. At the end of the day, you can
it's
relate.
Rhythm, people dance.
There's certain comedy where you can't relate at all.
That's true.
It's, I mean, it's similar, but yeah, at least music, there's some other thing involved.
Yeah, there's a sound.
You've put
you can like the sound
building.
And not like what he's saying. The guy, you're listening to just the guy.
Yeah, comedy's just, this me. Love me.
There's no beats.
Yeah.
There's no producers.
Yeah, there's no beats. Nobody, So, I don't know, but I mean, of course, I love
it. See, I'm
but.
Not there yet. I still love it. I still love everything about
once
it.
Once all your dreams
I'll probably
fall
get
apart.
There. Yeah, yeah, I'll probably get
once
to the hate.
Once you don't win Florida's Funniest this year.
Boo you, Judge.
Hey, you're going to have a good video
Boo
tonight.
You.
How about that?
So you are listening to Homemade Broadcast. We got comedians John Jacobs. I almost called you John Jake Murray for a second.
Bada bang, bada boom.
John Jacobs, Cam Bertrand are in studio
Famous
right now.
Famous reality TV star.
Yes,
and
from MTV.
Future Tribune employer, apparently.
Yeah, so that's a great story. Can you tell that story?
So much. Yeah, sure. And it's great, too, because I've only been on a job hunt. This is literally 2 days into a job hunt. I go to my old school UT, go to the Career Services Center. I'm like, hey, I want a job. I don't really like working too much. I don't know. I don't do many things. I'm not good at stuff.
I want just a job, but not really like a job.
Okay, well, here's
job.
Our contacts, whatever. We'll see what we can do for you. And I go, well, the NBC building's like right next door. You think I should just go over there and like see if I can get a job? They're like, I don't think that's going to work. And like, at least wait till you're like wearing something better. I'm wearing gym shorts and high socks. And I'm like, I think I'm just going to go anyway and like try to win him over. So I go over. I walk right in, secure desk.
He's got a great personality.
Here? Yeah, security guy's like, we don't really – that's not a thing. Like, you know, you apply online. Good luck or whatever. I'm like, all right. As I'm walking out, two guys on a balcony, I shout up to them, hey, can you help me get a job here? They're back. They're like, what do you do? I tell them exactly. Video stuff, on camera, off camera, post-production, comedian, MTV. They go, well, you're talking to the right guys. I'm the owner of the NBC station, and this is the president of the Tribune. I'm like, oh, my God, awesome. Yeah, here's his email. Email him. We go back and forth. They love my stuff. I'm going in on Monday. So
that is a movie.
That's like a
beginning.
Is that not Pursuit of Happiness in a synopsis?
And the best part is I'm like 100% convinced they got to hire me just based on those guys are going to love that story forever.
Right.
This guy, he's been here 5 years. You know how we met him? He yelled up at us.
Picked him up off the
you're
street.
You're just in your cubicle the balls like, of this.
Yeah, he was wearing gym shorts.
He's still wearing gym shorts. Those like, same ones.
Yeah, same ones. I never change.
Now he just wears underwear.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, if you hire me off that, well, how you know, this is how you met me.
Yeah.
You know I wear gym shorts.
That's true. So, that's a great story. So you go in Monday for an interview.
But like they seem to already they already tell me they have ideas for me for on camera. They're we got a lot of stuff.
You're gonna go into the interview in gym shorts?
Yeah, that'd be great. Just go in
in like pajamas and just be like, this guy. This guy's got the guts.
Exactly. Wow.
This guy's
so
confident.
Really interesting.
I'm still waiting for the postscript where you go in, you have the interview, they invite you back to their mansion, and then all of a sudden you're back to
it's the same things. Guy's house. Because you thought you could get away, baby.
Like, no.
Yeah, you don't get to see it and then not give in. Yeah. Ah, geez. All right, fine. Once.
I'm going to put a thing
get
in your
on
thing.
In here. Put that thing in my thing. All right, sensors. We're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. I don't want a real job, so this is the price you pay. You know?
Yeah, I mean, hey, this is real enough. you had to put together a soundboard of some sorts.
Right.
That's a one-time 30-minute deal you had to do.
What kind of ideas did they have for you?
That's the thing. They haven't told me anything yet. So I'm like super excited. I have no idea what they want.
What if they just clowned you out and they're actually janitors? This idiot thinks that we're going to hire him off the street.
No, but they're smoking cigars. And it's 10:30 in the morning. So
they're janitors.
Janitors can't smoke cigars?
So maybe here's the hypothetical.
They're black and mild.
They just closed a big deal. They're smoking cigars. They're in a good mood. Kid walks up. They're already happy. Hey, let's give this kid a job while we're at it smoking cigars. Yeah. So I think I just caught him at like the perfect time.
Jeez.
Well, what if you were a murderer, man?
I know. Dude, if I was black, I would be dead.
Yeah. Then be like, get this guy away from our
a
building.
A man walked up to the NBC building and shouted at the owner.
Owner then repeatedly shoots him.
When asked why, he claimed, give me a job.
He felt threatened.
They're interviewing the officer. Yeah, I came up and he was just shouting at me, so I had no choice. Oh, yeah.
Job proposals. Can they go too far?
Arizona iced tea. A common factor.
God.
I know, right?
Gym shorts. Next on the list.
Too soon or too late.
Cam Bertrand, you're doing the Florida's Funniest semifinal tonight. I guess this will air. You already, you know your answer that night, correct? Like you're going to know.
You're going to win, right?
I'm hoping. I can't say.
What does your gut say?
My gut, I see it, man. I see being one of those last three on the stage. I do.
Well, how many people are there tonight?
15 total.
Oh, my gosh, really?
I think they're taking three.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't want you to get it just because. Just because I can't handle the ego if you get it.
Oh, yeah. You and everybody else.
You will literally buy a pair of Yeezys. You'll sell your car.
Would I not be Yeezy at that point?
I guess, you know. Being one of the richest rappers in the world, getting one of the finalists
Grammys,
of Florida's Finals.
Yeah, you know.
Same deal.
Same
I mean,
difference.
Hey, think about where he was at your age, right? He probably didn't win Florida's Finals.
I'll just be walking around looking for my Kim.
Yeah, there you go.
Where's Kim?
Yeah, who's your Kim? Do you have a Kim in mind yet?
I don't have a Kim
is
in mind
the athletic
yet.
Redhead? She doesn't listen, it's fine.
Who's this?
Oh,
who's
God.
This? The
listen, guys, Florida's Funniest. It's going to be
the subject.
He doesn't want to. Yeah, it's too real.
I see.
She'll listen to this, and I can't give her the satisfaction of...
Do you love her. That's beautiful.
Hey, listen.
Propose to him.
Right. To him?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think it's more of a Ronda Rousey relationship.
I see.
I don't mind being the little spoon, guys. Oh, I don't mind. Yeah.
I prefer it, frankly.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah, no, dude, it's the best.
Oh, it is.
It's absolutely the best. Yeah. Whatever relationship you're in, if he or she allows you to be the little spoon, keep her. Yes. Keep her, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know everybody that's you're going up against tonight?
Yep. Everyone. I know, actually, no. I know, I think 9, maybe 10 out of the 15. And then I've seen the other 3 guys out of Jacksonville, but, you know, whatever.
Did they come down from Jacksonville to do it, or did they have to travel down here?
Yeah, I think they're traveling down here, and I also think the guy from New York, I don't know if he'll be there tonight.
Oh, really?
I don't know if he'll come through. Because, I mean, New York to Florida just for this, I don't know if he'll do it again.
Don't you have to hold residency in order to be Florida's funniest comedian?
They don't check that. They don't get too deep into it. Yeah, this dude came down to Sarasota, did it, and then after he moved on with me, he was like, yeah, dude, I'm from New York. He was like, I was just down here for my brother's wedding.
Oh, my God.
He was like, I'm not even supposed to be here. He was like, I just wanted to do a set.
Did he? It was just like a story where it's like, it's my first time.
This dude's been in for like 5-6 years.
That's funny, though. Okay. That does say something about Florida.
Yeah, we're like, you don't even got to be from here. Yeah. Come on, New York. Yeah, and this thing that we do for our entire state.
Oh, New York? Golden buzzer straight to the final.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it one of those things where people kind of look down? Because Florida is looked down upon in the media. There's always crazy
stuff.
Oh, for
sure. But see, you got to think, what would the United States be without Florida? You need a Florida. If Florida weren't Florida, somebody else would be Florida.
No, here's the thing. Here's the huge thing, which everybody's so stupid, and this changes the whole game up. The reason why Florida is considered so crazy and bananas is because Florida is the only state where every police record is public.
Is it?
Yes. New York, California, all that other stuff is private.
You can't search the inquiry?
No. So, that's 100% it. That's all it is. Yo, they just needed a scapegoat that nobody cares about. Florida's perfect. And I think they're just trying to keep people away because it's like the hidden secret. Dude, you think all the rich white people up northeast, they're living down in Florida too in retirement. And they want to drive people away to bigger cities. Oh, it's crazy. You don't want to be here. Look at all these crazy meth heads. Are you kidding me? Crazy people are in cities. That's
why
they cover
up the crime. I don't know if it's accurate.
Dude, if New York City crimes were all made public, there'd be just
a lot
disgusting
of them are
things.
Made public.
Not
listen, when you ask somebody, it's like, what do you know about New York? They're like, oh, it's crazy. Like,
it is crazy, but
I always think it's not crazy. I just the rumor is like it will get murdered.
Or robbed.
Or robbed, yeah.
Yeah, I heard like instantly, like as soon as you touch down, robbery. Like that's what people think.
Manhattan's super safe. My brother lived there for the last few years and I went up to visit him and he's telling me about it. It's just another kind of image they perpetuate to keep out people.
Yeah.
I have a small story about New York. I went and visited a couple years ago and I didn't have any cold weather gear.
Yeah.
It was February, it was 28 degrees. I just had a Hollister pullover on. And we were supposed to take this train once we landed to some place. I was with a friend who knew what she was doing. I had no idea. And the train was out, so we had to get off at this stop, and we get off the subway, come up, and we're in Queens across from the courthouse.
Cool.
So, that's what I was thinking, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm with a girl, so if something goes down, I'm...
You're just going to give her up?
That's it.
Take her!
See ya. Boot her out.
Really? That's what happens? Would you run away if somebody...
Yeah.
So she's not like a good friend to you?
She's not that good of a friend.
Okay. Yeah. There's, I guess
not good enough to risk your safety.
What does somebody have to do?
You get one life.
I think it's you know,
billions of people
go down on them. If you go down on me, I stay.
Yeah. Then she wasn't doing that.
That's a great theory.
Yeah.
So anyways, write this down. So this guy, I see this large fella come walking up to me, and I'm like, oh, here we go. And I got my luggage, I got my my duffel bag and everything. So he knows, and he goes, "Where are you trying to go?" And I was like, I don't know. I got to ask Holly. We're supposed to go to be Brooklyn somewhere. I'm obviously nervous. And he's like, he was turned out to be the nicest guy ever. He was like,
you're racist.
Well, he was white. So, but yeah, you're right. I don't particularly care for white people. Yeah.
I'm racist. How about
turns
that?
Turns out, yeah. Tables have turned.
What a silly thing to happen.
But he was a sweet guy, and he pointed us in the right direction, and we got out fine. So. That's it. That's my story. It wasn't a great
good
story.
You made it out safe.
You should be a comic.
That's what matters.
Oh, Cam likes that.
I'm working on it, guys. Come on.
I know.
give me some time. You know, I just spend most of my time complaining on Twitter, though.
So. Yeah, that really hurts me, and I just want to beat your ass every time I see you.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Hey, don't let it hurt you, because John has called me out on all of my soft tweets.
Yeah, I call him out 100%.
Every soft
tweet. And he's grown a bit. Becoming a man.
I tweet, like, if I ever subtweet somebody, he's the, like,
yes.
I mean, within 4 minutes,
it's, I see it, and
what
I
are
go,
you doing? This is not good. This is stupid. You're being a little girl.
Because, yeah,
and I'm like, okay, delete. Favorite.
Hey, you can't do that. And you do it just on a news level. He's doing it on, like, you know, relationship.
Oh, okay.
Dumb
stuff.
Yeah.
I get soft sometimes.
That's
I don't
okay.
care. I'm still young.
You're
still allowed to have feelings.
Oh, I know. You're allowed to have feelings. But
you lost
he
your
wastes
feelings.
His feelings on dumb news that is.
I'd rather waste it on that than relationship stuff, though. I'm
yeah,
pretty
that's
much.
Fine.
Would you?
But
would
those
you?
Aren't the
yeah.
only two
relationships
things.
Go somewhere. News, you can't stop
you
it.
You don't need to have emotions for either of them. That's what I'm trying to say.
You are completely dead inside. I'm well on my way.
I don't say dead inside as much as I'm on to a new life inside.
Mm-hmm. Your world has ended.
From zero.
I went to the other side.
You're looking for that person to bring life back into your life.
I think, you know, I don't even think anymore. I got nothing.
Well, you are listening to the Homemade Broadcast. I'm sitting down with there comedians John Jacobs.
Good time to plug.
And Cam Bertrand. Your diploma really says Dipset.
Dipset.
I found that out the other day. How did that happen?
Graduation's a couple weeks away. Get an email from the school. Hey, your name on your diploma is going to read John Jacobs. Is that right? And I responded, no, it should say John Dipset Jacobs. And they didn't question it. They just did it.
Wow.
And they had to announce it.
Because colleges
on stage.
Are stupid.
Yep. Isn't that great? With one word, I negated 4 years.
I tell you, how much money have you wasted now?
You mean how much money has my dad wasted?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But, hey, if I get this job Monday,
there you go.
Guess it was all worth it.
They don't look at your diploma anyways. They just you can say you graduated Harvard.
But
and
yeah,
they,
it doesn't, but
check.
A diploma is still kind of
like
a
I feel like Harvard
card.
They would check. If you said like okay. a lower tier, if
fair
you're
enough.
Like,
Florida, UF.
The trick is you go to Hartford and you just say it fast.
They might like even that. Check UF.
Oh,
they're not going to check like a UCF. Like if you're like, yeah, I graduated with a doctorate at UCF, they'd be like, yeah, you probably did.
Dude, it helps the school is literally 5 feet away from this building. So I'm just going, yeah, I went right there. And they go, oh, well, we trust right there. Come on in.
We know those guys.
Yeah, you wouldn't do anything bad. Yeah, exactly.
UT's a nice campus.
It's a very nice campus.
I was there last night.
It's
and,
great.
It was really
oh, you were
cool.
there last night?
Yeah.
Oh, you sick.
Are you visiting a young lady?
I was playing the game of basketball.
Oh, there we
that's
go.
That's your only
that's
mistress
sick
in your life.
You were on those courts outside?
No, the indoor. Indoor.
The indoor one.
Cast
okay.
gym.
Yeah, man, it's dope.
Cam, you were a Division I basketball player, I found out
for
the other day.
3 weeks.
What happened?
I dropped the life out.
You dropped the life out?
I had to. I was going to implant another word that I can't say.
Oh, you dropped the F out.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Yeah. Dude, college is hard.
You're an idiot.
College is so hard.
College is so easy.
It's coming from Dipset. Come on, man.
John is a genius. So
I
you
did
gotta...
4 years as a joke.
I was trying to do physical therapy and go to practice. Like, it was literally... Practice, class, and then you had to find time to like eat and sleep and homework.
That was your
party.
That was the problem you had is you actually chose a major that you had to do stuff.
Yeah. I chose a hard thing. Yeah. I had three biology classes, and I'm not good at science.
You should have picked like English.
I was a communications major.
Oh, yeah, that's another.
Look what I'm doing right now. How about that?
It just might pan out for you.
I'm using it right now.
Your four-year punchline might actually get you a job.
Isn't that hilarious? Yeah.
I got an English degree, and it was pretty easy because I speak English.
Oh.
So that was – I already understood everything, so I was ready to go.
You understand real good.
Yeah, I mean, that major is built into no career anyway.
At
so
all.
It makes sense.
Yeah. English teacher is it, man.
Yeah,
that's
seriously.
All you can do.
Like the projections. This. What can you do after – English.
You can either teach
you can
or
teach,
frame it.
Or,
hey-o.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There you go.
That's somebody's
I'm rubbing
bit. I don't
off
remember
on
who.
You.
I think it's like Paul Celio.
You're stealing my
Baser.
Cadence.
I think that's Paul Celio.
You stole my likeness.
Cam, are you having lady problems? Is that the deal?
No.
I feel bad for you, son.
No lady problems at all.
I have 99
problems. I'm pretty
problems.
Good.
What did you call him out on, John, that bugged you?
Oh, dude, that was like a year
ones.
Ago.
There was a race one, too. But,
no, there
you
wasn't.
Do you remember in particular?
I mean, I remember the most recent one.
What was the most recent one?
Most recent one was when you posted, like, when when the homies don't like the chick, but you still like her.
Oh!
And I'm going, dude, it's literally been like 10 minutes since you've been with this girl.
No. What
and
your was, homies didn't like her.
What it was is...
We didn't like her.
I went out with this chick.
We just grilled
her. I was like, dude, she's dope. I like her. And then John was like, yeah, I don't. I don't think she's cool. I don't like her.
And I just thought
it was funny like someone that your friends don't like. And so I tweeted it, and he was like, you know that women have Twitter, right? Like, they can see this.
That's all they do.
Yeah.
And she's going to read that and go, what? Your friends don't like me? So...
It is helpful though, because I wish I had a 28-year-old John Jacobs when I was 21.
When you were 20, yeah. Then maybe you wouldn't be you right now.
Well, hopefully I'd be a better version.
Yeah,
maybe.
You'd probably be an executive somewhere.
I consider myself a sweet boy, and that's been beaten out of me as years.
One of the nicest people out here.
Yeah, you're very nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
And even have the balls to call yourself a sweet boy.
Only people I'd put over you is like Ron Hortman.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Ron's
I don't think I've ever met Ron.
Ron's
yet.
The sweetest guy. Mm-hmm.
You should do a tour like the Nice Boys.
Ooh, the Nice Boys.
The Sweetie Pies.
Sweetie Pie Tour.
Yeah, it's Will, Ron, and you know who else it is. The third, the headliner, who's the sweetest comic in the world.
Are we guessing? Do you have somebody in mind?
If you got one guess, but I know exactly who it is, and I wish you knew too.
You're probably right.
Because we know what I'm going to say.
But I can't think of
Randy Holton.
He is a sweet guy.
There's sweet people. You, Ron, Randy. Randy's the nicest man on earth.
First of all, Ron Hortman's headlining that tour. Don't.
Hey, Ron, it's Randy, okay? Give him a
listen, Randy is not headlining that tour.
He's going to headline it.
I tried to follow Randy on Twitter because I tapped out. I couldn't do it. I tapped out.
I retweet some things he says sometimes.
I know you do.
He's a genius.
Dude, it's
Thank
so,
you for
oh,
doing that. I get the highlights now, at least.
He's out there, man.
I'm telling you, you guys just don't understand.
He loves Snackwells. He really enjoys those
a lot of good things. There's kind of been a trend. I feel like I've been talking about Randy on everything I've been on, and it's getting too weird.
How could you not? After your set,
when you came up.
I'm Randy.
That was the most recent Randy dropping.
Yeah. So, you guys be paying attention? We're going to talk about it.
Yeah,
about Missouri at all? What's going on in Missouri? Cam has no idea.
Zero clue. I watch
KKK
no news.
KKK members on campus.
Okay,
at some
that
point.
Wasn't even true.
Okay.
That was completely fabricated.
There we go.
It was a Twitter rumor that, of course, spreaded like wildfire.
Yes.
There was reports of gunshots from the KKK.
Oh, wait. Was this the guy who he did a hunger strike?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody did a hunger strike?
Yeah, the guy. I don't really know the whole story either. I'm all caught up in the emotion of it. But he didn't. He was mad because apparently the student president didn't do enough for.
Is this a student on hunger strike?
Yeah,
oh, the luxury of being
a
student.
Hunger strike.
Are you kidding me?
From a college standpoint,
that's not
so
a
weird.
Real life thing.
It's so weird because like that means he had to tell people, hey, you know I'm not eating, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not eating for this cause.
Oh, you're so.
And then after a while,
you're
people
so
are like,
wicked
oh, he's
and righteous,
not eating.
Man.
Yeah. But, like, when you choose to do a hunger strike, that's such a petty move.
That's the worst.
To be like, I'm not going to eat. Everybody's
dude,
like, shut up.
Everybody
then, like, 3 days later, they're like, oh, I guess he's still not eating.
Dude, everybody in the rest of the world is on a permanent hunger strike. Not
yeah,
by
yeah,
choice.
Kidding. He was talking about, and this kid, not that this matters really too much, but he's super wealthy. He's been at the University of Missouri for, like, 8 years now.
Let's give him some exposure.
His
guys.
His dad's, like, an executive at Georgia Pacific Rail Liners.
Why do people care, though, if he's rich?
I guess it doesn't matter, but he's talking about privilege, and being a multimillionaire is a lot of privilege.
Exactly, so who knows it better?
Than this kid?
Yes. He knows what privilege looks like.
He forced the president of the University of Missouri, wussed out, stepped down over demands because he would...
That's hilarious.
That is giving these people way too much power.
Well, you know,
yeah, but
Black Lives Matter.
Do you not have to conduct yourself in an appropriate manner? Like, that's your school.
No, not anymore.
He spread misinformation.
Yeah, you tweet out
the
KKK.
That's what he said. I believe him.
You tweet out everything that makes you follow the narrative of what the story is, and Twitter has ended up being a very powerful tool for evil.
Twitter's disgusting. Yeah, exactly. That's why it's so sad that you let yourself.
I can't. I'm all for justice. Okay, I'm a justice guy.
Yeah,
I want everybody to be. You know, have their justice. But when I see something that's complete nonsense and from research that, you know.
Yeah, but the point is you don't do anything about it. Twitter's nothing.
What am I going to do about it?
okay, so you just get fired up and you're going, I'm for justice. If you were for justice, you'd go out, find the thing that's messed up, and try to talk to anybody affiliated with it.
I can't afford to go to Missouri.
Okay, well then don't look into a problem that's in Missouri. See what you can do around here. I mean, you got to start somewhere. I'm just saying.
I was wondering if there was, because they were doing the million college student march today or whatever, yeah. where a million people across yeah. all the universities would get together, yeah. and they want free school, and they want their loans wiped out. Yeah. Which, okay, that would be okay with me.
Right.
But it's not really fair.
I mean,
fair
all I'm saying
either.
Is, like, in the grand scheme of evil and the bad things, you're doing exactly what they want you to do, is feel like, by being informed, that's something. But just learning about it means absolutely nothing, and they know that, and they love that. So it's like, I mean,
I have no emotional connection to this
entire
thing.
It bugs me
thing.
That you guys don't care.
I care about things, dude.
I zoned out because it doesn't affect me in the slightest of ways.
He doesn't understand
it. To be honest,
yet.
I thought that fruit was over there was fake. I thought it was fake fruit. I was like, there's no way Will is eating this fruit. It looks brand new. I don't trust.
No, anyway, it's real.
I don't know. When I hear things like this, I know I can't stop it. I can't change it. I can't do anything. I can't tweet about it. Like, I could, but it does nothing. Like,
I don't want to waste my life
yeah, that's
what I'm
worrying
saying.
About
if you're
other
not
things
gonna
I can't
do anything,
stop.
Why waste time with it? If you're really driven enough to be like, I'm gonna learn about it, I'm informed, I'm gonna do something about it. But you're doing the informed part, and that's why I call you out, because I'm like, dude.
So ignorance is bliss.
It's not ignorance is bliss, but it's why learn about something if you're not gonna apply the information.
But I am applying the information.
How?
I'm being a voice
By
of reason.
To who?
To nobody. It's maybe somebody
it's
will see.
It's like an insight. It's like you're telling yourself this.
Can
it's
I
like
explain
you're
something?
Yourself.
This is when I gave up on learning things.
Oh, no. You're so young still.
It's fine.
No.
Do
I don't want to learn anything political at all. We're letting Donald Trump run for presidency.
Because it's a great
listen,
thing to look
it's
at.
It's over.
Now. It draws attention to politics.
The fact that he has above 1% is frustrating.
Dude, he's not going to be the candidate.
Not. Listen.
It doesn't matter.
He could be, and that's the worst possibility.
He won't.
Who's going to be the candidate?
Anybody but Trump. Jeb, Marco.
I think Marco's in the lead right now, but you know how it changes.
He's too young.
Way to go.
You can't get behind Marco. He's a little... He drank water that one time on camera. He's soft forever. It's true. No, you can't go to war. He's not going to intimidate any other country.
I think we're going to have another Clinton.
Dude, as long as it's not Hillary.
Another Clinton would be great for what we want.
No, see, I don't know anything about her policies. I don't know anything political, but I know she's a bad person.
Nobody knows.
She'll be the country's mom.
Dude, she's a bad person.
She'll lull us into comfort. She'll make us feel good.
Do you guys want to stick around for extra time? Because we got to get
good.
Ready to go.
Yeah, dude, I'm still good.
Let's keep going.
It's whatever.
All right. We're going to come see us at the Don't Stop St. Petersburg Festival. I'm going to be broadcasting live
Don't
out
stop.
There November 28th from probably about 3 until I don't know when. And then the homemade broadcast comedy happy hour, I believe.
Come see
is
me
what
two
it's
hours
called.
From right now.
7:45 until 8:20 is our time frame for that. It's going to be Rio Paris, Amanda Jordan, and then Cam and John.
Who's closing it?
I haven't figured that out yet.
We'll see how you
depends
do
how you do. Yes,
exactly. But you know what? I like that. It's motivation, and it would also be hilarious to close. Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I don't care.
Dope.
All right.
It'll be cute to see you like try or whatever.
All right, you can catch these guys. We're going to do more on the HMB sides, available exclusively on HMBRadio.com.
Exclusively.
You guys got Twitters?
No.
At Cam the Comic.
At Maybach Diamonds.
Best Twitter name ever, dude.
It is the best Twitter name ever.
You can follow me at @home_made_man, where I will complain about Missouri and this faux racism that's going on all over the country. Follow facebook.com/HMB Radio, facebook.com/Radio St. Pete.
I'll
what
make
else?
You a real activist one day.
For what?
I'll turn you into a real Pablo Escobar. He had some influence.
I've considered becoming a drug dealer.
Money's the only way to change anything. Good luck just yelling at a microphone.
There you go.
Hey.
John Jacobs, everybody.
Stay
ignorant.
Sorry, guys.
Don't learn about anything because it's not worth it.
Hey, learn about it, but do something about it.
Justice isn't real.
Don't learn. Hey, learning hurts your brain.
Why fill up your head with information you're not going to apply?
Exactly. God,
I'm applying it.
You get me, man.
To what? you're not applying it because
I'm letting my voice be heard.
Yeah,
to
but the
my
issue
40
that mattered a week ago doesn't matter anymore because there's a new issue and you didn't do anything about the other one.
Yeah, I did stuff.
Hey,
did you?
Did anybody find that black guy who was kidnapping black women in Africa? Nope.
Has it got to be black guy and black women?
No, because that's how the that's what the thing was.
Why can't it be African?
What's his name?
Coney.
Coney. 2012. Was he ever found?
Conan. 2012.
Yeah, Conan O'Brien.
Never found. People stopped
exactly.
caring.
Exactly. I voted for him.
Did we cure that ice bucket challenge thing? Nope. Still
exactly
a disease.
Nothing.
All right.
SARS.
Check
Blue.
HMB sides coming up next. HMBradio.com. See you over there.